I'd like to call the 6th Osage Nation Congress to order, the 2020 HUNCA session. Today's date is April the 2nd. The time is 10 a.m. I have asked Congressman Big Horse to give us the opening prayer. Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I apologize.
No worries. No worries. We are on item number one of the agenda is prayer.
Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning hour, dear God, Heavenly Father. We just ask that you look down upon us, dear God, Heavenly Father, and give us the wisdom and the thought process, dear God, Heavenly Father, as we go through the few weeks, dear God, Heavenly Father, of this session, dear God, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you look down upon all of our peoples out there, dear God, Heavenly Father, during this crisis of this virus, dear God, Heavenly Father. And we just look at you, the elders and our children, dear God, Heavenly Father, and all of our Osage people, wherever they may be, dear God, Heavenly Father. Dear God, Heavenly Father, I ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Next item on the agenda is roll call. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum, and just briefly update from the chambers here. It's just the clerk and myself in attendance today at the chambers. We're doing the necessary precautions that we can of cleaning the chambers at the end of the day, keeping our physical social distance of 6 feet or more and doing the best that we can. And I'm just glad that everybody is safe at home and practicing what is necessary at this times of uncertainty. On a good note, I did just check the stock market and oil has gone up $6 a barrel in early trading. So a little bit of good news for the Osage Nation. Continuing on, the next item on the agenda is approval of the journal. Members of Congress, if you would take a few minutes and approve the journal from second day, April 1st.
Speaker, okay.
Congressman Walker.
No biggie, but on page 3, under motion to form a select committee of inquiry, the Osage Nation is not capitalized.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, sir. On page two, under reports of standing committee, it's not a big deal, but in the body of it says the committee, and I believe it has been inserted there on ONCR 20-01.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker Tillman, just on the page six, the motion was seconded and failed with four yeas, eight nays. There was an abstention, I believe, from Congresswoman Lemon. Is that correct?
Yes, there was.
Thank you. Which will affect the totals.
Speaker Tillman, RJ.
Congressman Walker.
Motion to approve the journal as amended.
Second.
It's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approval of the journal from April the 1st, signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Journal is approved. Next item on the agenda, item number four, is an interview with Clint Patterson, executive appointee to the position of Attorney General. Mr. Patterson, are you on the line?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you for being here.
It's my privilege. I commend you guys for doing your duty in these difficult times and keeping safe.
Thank you, sir, and you as well. So, do we need a motion? The floor is open for discussion. Members of Congress, is there any discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Patterson. How are you?
I'm fine. Doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. I'm good. Very busy. Because of the way we are conducting our sessions at this time, on March 30th, 2020, I wrote you and said, under these unusual circumstances and in furtherance of my consideration of confirmation, I'm going to submit my questions to you in writing for you to answer in like fashion. You got those questions and you responded to me. Rather than read them all and give your answers, do you have any objection to me just filing them in and having them be available for the members and others to consider?
No, I don't have any objection to that.
Okay, so I will do that and have the clerk send them out. Thank you.
No problem.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Clint Patterson at this time? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is Congressman Potts. Clint, thanks again for being here with us today. I do have a couple of questions for you just because we weren't able to necessarily get all of your credentials in our committee meeting the other day. I think that's, again, just a function of how we're structured right now. So I have a couple of quick questions and then a little bit more of a technical question a little bit later on. So can you tell us what courts in which you are admitted to practice law?
I'm admitted to practice law in all courts, district courts of the state of Oklahoma and the Osage Nation.
Okay. Are you admitted to practice law in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeal?
No, but I don't think there's any barriers. I believe I'm eligible.
Okay. And I believe the law states that, you must be eligible for admit, to become admitted in practice in the Federal District Court and the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. Then again, so here's a little bit more of a technical question. On October 7th of 2019, it was posted on the Osage Nation website that you were formally inaugurated to the position of Attorney General. And I and a few other members of Congress have previously received emails from you where you identified yourself as the Attorney General. And then a few days ago, I noticed your email change to Acting Attorney General. Do you have a reason for that clarification?
No. I don't have any switching back and forth. I'm not confirmed yet, so I don't want to. I don't want to put it out there like I am. I didn't. I don't know where you got the inauguration. Where was that from? If I may ask.
That's on the Osage Nation website, posted on October 7th of 2019. On October 7th, 2019, at 11 o'clock, Judge William Oldfield formally inaugurated Clinton Patterson to the position of Attorney General. Present at the ceremony was Principal Chief Standing Bear, Assistant Principal Chief Redcorn, Deputy Chief of Staff Corinthian Lorenzo, and others, and it goes on. There's a few pictures of the ceremony, and that's just one thing I kind of wanted to clarify. Because the nation's website has it as that you were formally inaugurated to the position of Attorney General, and I just wanted to make sure we're still in that period of acting until you are confirmed. But it also says that in the law that you need to be admitted in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. So is there a reason in the 5 months since October when you were appointed by the Principal Chief that you haven't requested to be admitted in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals?
No, there's no reason. It just says I have to be eligible to be admitted, so I haven't. See how that goes and see.
Understand. The next question I have, or next line of questioning I have, is a little bit more technical and relates to some of the things that have been acted on here recently. So at 15 ONC 3109, which is a provision of the Attorney General law, it specifically states that only the Principal Chief or the Congress and its committees through the Speaker of the Osage Nation Congress may request the Attorney General to issue an opinion concerning any question of law relating to their respective entity or offices. In a news article from the Osage News on 2/21/20, the Principal Chief submitted four questions to the AG on February 21st requesting an opinion on a quote, Congress member disqualification from holding other tribal office under another Indian nation during his or her term of office and related issues. As I previously read, 15ONC3109 states the Chief may only request the AG to issue an opinion concerning any question of law relating to their respective entity or office. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So you're aware of that provision in Osage law?
Yes.
And when did you become aware of that provision?
After the Chief submitted his question.
Okay. The Chief submitted questions not related to his respective entity or office on February 21st and asked you to answer them. Is that correct?
Not entirely, no. I think you have to, he did ask whether the treasurer should be required to pay that person after disqualification, the congressperson. And I think to get there, you have to answer the first three. But we have not answered any questions. I have not answered those questions yet.
Okay. And that was my next question. Did you, as acting Attorney General or as Attorney General, answer the question submitted by the Principal Chief?
No.
Okay. And then you indicated in a meeting on February 25th of the Rules, Ethics, and Grossman Committee that you were planning to answer those questions submitted by the Principal Chief. Under what authority?
I have a point of order, Speaker. These questions that are being
just
asked.
Just one moment, please. Can you identify yourself?
Angela Pratt.
Okay, one moment, please. Congresswoman Pratt.
I guess unless you don't want to, but.
I'm just asking for clarification. Congresswoman Pratt, please continue.
I have a question of the Attorney General has already, we saw Congresswoman Edwards' questions. These questions were in writing, and he's already stated that he's not going to answer questions, and his reason why for these questions that Congresswoman Edwards wanted answered, or possible litigation that is setting in the CA committee right now. I don't understand why the answers to these questions that are in possibly a committee of inquiry or in possible litigation that's being discussed in the CA committee need to be answered, whether you on the whether or not he should be confirmed. Those are personal issue questions right now, and I don't feel that those are that line of questioning is appropriate.
Mr. Gill.
I mean, it looks really almost like unethical to be saying, well, if I get the answers to these questions, then maybe I'll vote to confirm you.
Thank you, Congresswoman
Pratt. Is there a point of order?
There is a point of order.
Can it be stated?
Yep.
Congresswoman Pratt, could you restate your, be specific with your point of order?
That this line of questioning is out of order.
Mr. Speaker, were you calling upon me?
Yes, I was. And for those listening, I'm Mr. Gill. Trey Gill is the Osage Congress Legislative Authority.
I'm not sure that this is a parliamentarian question through our rules as far as a point of order. I think Mr. Patterson is capable of answering whatever questions members might have.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Just to...
In the capacity that he feels comfortable to do so.
Correct. Clerk, confirmation?
Yes, Speaker. I agree with Mr. Gill. This is not something our rules or Robert's Rules of Order affects, so this would not be classified a point of order.
Congressman Potts, continue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Patterson, please, I understand. If you don't feel comfortable answering a question, that's totally acceptable. I understand. But I do just have one more, and that is that you indicated in a meeting on February 25th at the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee that you were planning to answer the question submitted by the principal chief. So the question is, under what authority would you answer the question submitted by the principal chief that do not pertain to the chief's respective entity or office?
Yeah, once confirmed, I would have a duty under the Attorney General Act to answer those questions.
If they pertain to the respective entity or office?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Patterson. I appreciate your answers.
No problem. Thank you.
Are there any other questions from the members of Congress?
Congresswoman
Edwards.
Mr. Patterson, in follow-up, are you required under the Attorney General law to be sworn in as the acting Attorney General?
Sworn in as acting Attorney General? No.
You were sworn in as the Attorney General on October 7th, weren't you?
Yes.
And you took an oath of office?
That's correct.
So under what authority were you sworn in as the Attorney General of the Osage Nation on October 7th?
From the appointment of the principal chief.
Well, didn't he appoint you subject to confirmation?
Yes, that's what the law says.
So why were you being sworn in October 7th?
I can't say that he did or not. They told me to be there for swearing in. I believe this is the way we conduct the business of any other officer.
Well, the Attorney General Act is what controls how you, the authority you have, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a certificate that you got as a result of your swearing in?
Yes, there is.
Would you mind providing us that, please?
No problem.
That's all I have.
Speaker, this is Congresswoman Goodfox. I have just a brief comment.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. I believe that this is how the nation since 2006 has conducted all of the appointees, like going to boards. I don't see this as any different. I know that some individuals have not liked the process of anyone being sworn in before the confirmation. Be that as it may, that's how it's always been done. So we've had numerous board members that have actually been sworn in before being confirmed. And whether we like the process or not, that's how it's been done. I don't see this as any different.
Thank you. Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. I believe that.
Thank you.
Congressman, is that Congressman Big Horse?
Yes, sir.
Please continue.
I just wanted to echo Congresswoman Goodfox's comments. To my recollection, we have always sworn in people when they were nominated prior to the confirmation, and I think we're still doing that.
Are there any other questions from the members of Congress? Congresswoman Whitehorn, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Hello, Mr. Patterson. We're so glad to have you here with us today. One of the issues that I have been over my years in Congress involved in are the nation's water rights. The road to asserting our rights as the waters in the Osage Nation has been kind of sketchy up and down. Can you just speak to what your personal feelings are on Osage Nation water rights for me right now, and possibly I could follow up with some questions?
Sure, yeah. I believe that we're a unique people. We acquired our reservation in a unique way, and that would give us rights to the water. And I plan on actively seeking to enforce that at some point.
Are you involved currently? May I, Mr. Speaker, continue to speak with?
Please do, Congresswoman White.
Okay. Are you currently involved in any water discussions that you can share with this body right now? Have you been actively involved? And how many situations do we have looking at us that are open and that you are involved in right now?
I signed a confidentiality agreement that will not allow me to discuss specifics, but we are actively involved. Yes, I am personally.
Correct.
We do have a water team, and it's fully functional. We meet and discuss several issues, but one is specific, and we are working forward to develop a comprehensive plan at this point.
Okay. So there's one specific issue that's open right now, and then you're working towards the comprehensive plan that has been discussed for years now. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay, I think that's probably as much as we can talk about in a public forum, because I know that some of the issues surrounding water are confidential.
That is correct.
Do you Do you feel, okay, I want to go back to you because I read through the act, and one of the points of eligibility to practice, and I think that we discussed this before, but I kind of want to go a little bit deeper, is that you're eligible to practice in the district court, federal district courts, and also the 10th Circuit. And to me, the law indicates that you should make application to do so. I think that is a good point for the Osage Nation Attorney General to be able to practice in those federal courts. Are you planning on making application, and when do you think that you'll do that?
Oh, I'm definitely planning on doing it as soon as I'm confirmed, or if I'm confirmed.
Okay. And do you feel like it's an important thing, too, for our Attorney General to be eligible to practice in those courts?
Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt, okay. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's very important. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Members of Congress, are there any further questions you would like to ask Mr. Patterson at this time? If not, Mr. Patterson, Speaker Tillman here, just I appreciate your presence here today. And just in closing, if you would, just speak to the reason why we should confirm you as the Attorney General of the Osage Nation.
Yeah, first of all, I'm dedicated to the office. I've been here 8 years. I've been doing the duties for quite some time to keep this office running, and I haven't issued anything as Attorney General, but I'm here keeping this office going. It's been my passion. I went to law school, and I was told that there was a need for lawyers in Indian Country, and that's why I got my law degree and came out seeking. There's nothing better than working for my own people, especially as the Attorney General. And if I am confirmed, I will continue to be fair, impartial, to the letter of the law. I believe in a strong three-branch government, and I will fight to protect that without any involvement in political activities to the least amount possible. I don't believe this office should be used as a tool. I believe it's important to stay neutral, to stay with the law, and abide by the law, no matter what the influence is from the outside. And I'll just continue to do a good job and be the best Attorney General I can be for you guys.
Mr. Patterson, we appreciate your comments, and we appreciate your time, taking the time out of your busy day to be here with us this morning as we interview the Office of Attorney General. So having said that, we'll let you get back to your busy schedule, and we'll move on with our day.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Next item on the agenda. Consideration of confirmation of appointees. First, Marvin Stepson, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission. Members of Congress, do we have any questions? Speaker would entertain any movement.
Is to confirm Marvin Stepson, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission.
Second.
So motion. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes, I just want to let you know I'm having some trouble with my phone.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Motion passes. Marvin Stepson is confirmed to the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission. Next is Shannon Lockett, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Election Board. Chair.
Moves to confirm. Moves to confirm Shannon Lockett, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Election Board.
White motion, hot second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I just want to say that in my interaction with Shannon Lockett, she's always been professional and helpful and shown that she has the best interests of the Osage Nation people, and that I wholeheartedly support her nomination.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. Any other members of Congress? Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Shannon Lockett, the executive appointee to the Osage Nation Election Board, has been confirmed. Next is Terry Hazen, the executive appointee to the Osage Nation Election Board.
Move to confirm Terry Hazen, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Election Board. Whitehorn.
Second.
It's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason. Congressman Mason. Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Terry Hazen, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Election Board, has been confirmed. Just briefly, because of the situation we're in communication, Congressman Mason, are you there? Congressman?
Yes. Yes, I had it on mute, sorry.
That's fine, sir.
I vote yes.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Edwards, are you with us? Congresswoman Edwards, are you there? Next item is Debbie Chishwala, executive. Please identify.
Mason?
Congressman Mason.
I'd like to move to confirm Debbie Chishwala, the executive appointee to the Osage Home Health Board.
Motion was made by Congressman Mason. Second was from Congressman Potts. Any discussion?
Maker here, Speaker.
Congressman Maker.
Yes, I would just like to comment that I've known Debbie Teshwala for a long time, and I know she has a passion for our elder people of our nation, and she's done a great job, and I hope that she was be confirmed today.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Any other members have comment? Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Debbie Chishwal, executive appointee to the Osage Home Health Board, has been confirmed. Next is Carla Core Brown, executive appointee to the Osage Home Health Board. Congressman Mason.
Yes, I'd like to move to confirm Carla Core Brown, executive appointee to the Osage Home Health Board.
Second, this is Alice Goodfox.
Motion by Congressman Mason, second by Congresswoman Goodfox. Any discussion?
I believe Ms. Brown is on the line as well.
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I just wanted to say on Ms. Brown's behalf, I have known her all of my life. She's a very dedicated person, lifetime teacher, and I think she would be a great asset to our home health board. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Any other members? Ms. Brown, are you with us?
Yes, Speaker Tillman.
Do you have any comment you would wish to say at this time?
I would like to thank you for affording me the opportunity to serve in my past two terms, and I look forward to being able to serve again. I think that Osage Home Health is a great entity.
Thank you, Mrs. Brown. Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Ms. Carla Core Brown, executive appointee to the Osage Home Health Board, has been confirmed. Next.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Next is Mr. Mark Sims, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board. Chair would entertain any movement.
Move to confirm Mark Sims, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board. Whitehorn.
Second, this is Alice Goodfox.
There is a motion, Congresswoman Whitehorn, and a second from Congresswoman Goodfox. Any discussion? Seeing none, I believe, is Mr. Sims with us today?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Mr. Sims, would you have any comment you would wish at this time?
Yes. Before we go further, tomorrow, Friday, we have a conference call with the casino. But I'd like to say it's been my honor to serve on this gaming board. I've put in as much commitment as I possibly can, and I will continue to do the best I can for the Osage Nation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sims. Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Mr. Mark Sims, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board, has been confirmed. Thank you, Mr. Sims.
Thank you, all of the Congress people.
Next is Monty Bollinger, executive appointee to the Osage Foundation Board.
Move to confirm Monty Bollinger, executive appointee to the Osage Foundation Board.
Congressman Potts.
Motion by Congresswoman Whitehorn, second by Congressman Potts. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm sorry, I had to call on a different phone. Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Could someone mute their phone, please? Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Monty Bollinger, executive appointee to the Osage Foundation Board, has been confirmed. Next, we have Mike Wellner, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Utility Authority Board.
Move to confirm Mike Wellner, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Utility Authority Board. Whitehorn.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Whitehorn, seconded by Congressman Big Horse. Discussion.
This is Shannon Edwards.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Can someone give me some background?
Your question is, can someone give you some background? Are you referencing Mr. Wellner?
Yes. All I have is that I have what we were given, but I wanted to hear more about him from, if anyone knows him and his professional qualifications.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak towards the qualifications of Mr. Wellner to the appointee of the Osage Nation Utility Authority Board?
Mr. Speaker Whitehorn.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I just wanted to respond to that question in general. We all had the questionnaire that
that would have his, and I believe he did attach his resume with that. But I don't know him well, but I have sat in the Utility Authority Board meetings, and he does bring knowledge and expertise of how that authority does run. He's always there to ask questions. I believe that he has actually chaired that board at one point in time. So if that helps any, you do have his documents, as do we all.
Thank you. Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any other members that wish to speak on behalf of Mr. Wellner at this time? Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler. Never mind, I already got you. Speaker Tillman.
Thank you.
Yes. Mike Wellner, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Utility Authority Board, has been confirmed. Next, we are on Gary Bird, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Utility Authority Board.
Motion to approve Mr. Gary Bird, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Utility Authority Board. Congressman Big Horse.
Second. Whitehorn.
Motion from Congressman Big Horse, second from Congresswoman Whitehorn. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Gary Bird, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Utility Authority Board, has been confirmed. Next is Mr. Paul Beemore, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Utility Authority Board.
Mr. Speaker, motion to approve Mr. Paul Beemore, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Utility Authority Board.
Second.
Identify, please.
I tried to second that motion. This is Maker.
Thank you. Motion made by Congressman Big Horse, seconded by Congressman Maker. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. Mr. Paul Beamore, executive appointee to the Osage Nation Utility Authority Board, has been confirmed. Next item on the agenda, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, and those listening. I would like to read in ONCA 20-24, an act to establish a merit-based system of employment and its foundational components, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Please continue.
I'd like to read in ONCA 20-25, an act to establish reasonable employee pay adjustments for merited employees of the Osage Nation, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief Redcorn. I'm reading in ONCA 20-26, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,406,000 from the retained revenue fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Please continue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reading in ONCA 20-27, an act to reassign by authorization and appropriation $900,000 from the capital assets fund to the executive branch and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I need just about 15 seconds, if I could, please.
That's fine.
Thank you. I'm ready, sir.
Please continue.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Reading in ONCA 20-28, an act to establish the formal standards used to promote health and general welfare of the Osage people, culture, economy, and natural resources through food and agricultural production. This act may be cited as the Osage Nation Food and Agricultural Act.
Please continue.
And my final piece to read in is ONCA 2029, an act to establish the formal standards used to promote the health and general welfare of the Osage people, culture, economy, and natural resources for food and agricultural production, to add Chapter 4 to the Osage Nation Food and Agricultural Act. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. ONCA 20-24 is assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 20-25 is assigned to the Governmental Operations Committee. ONCA 20-26 is assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 20-27 is assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 20-28 is assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. ONCA 20-29 is assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. Next item on the agenda is General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 2002, an act to amend the Treasury Law at 15 ONC 2311 and to insert Section 323 to require continuous access to financial records to the Osage Nation Congress and add a penalty for preventing access and to establish an alternate effective date. I would also like to read ONCR 2001, a resolution to recognize the employees of Osage Casinos for their perseverance in the face of Governor Stitt's claims about the compact. I would also like to read ONCR 2008, Resolution to approve of new fiscal year 2021 annual revenue projections of the Osage Nation with updated revenues and to establish budget outlays for the branches as well as for the next 5 years.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. I'd like to move ONCA 20-02, ONCR 20-01, and ONCR 20-08 to general order day two, where amendments may be made on tomorrow's agenda. Next item, we are on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCR 20-07, a resolution to establish the consent of the Osage Nation Congress to the alienation of property and for the property to be conveyed to Osage Innovative Solutions, LLC, in compliance with the grant award. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Seeing none, ONCR 20-07 will advance to third reading on after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda. Next item on the agenda is motions and notices. Do we have any motions and notices at this time?
Mr. Speaker, this is Alice Goodfox.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting will be today at 1:30 to 3:30.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Speaker Telvin, this is Mason.
Congressman Mason.
Health and Social Services Committee will be meeting today at 3:30, scheduled through 5:30 today.
Thank you, Congressman Mason.
Speaker Chairman, RJ.
Congressman Walker.
I move to place the confirmation of Clint Patterson as the Osage Nation Attorney General on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Are there any other motions and notices at this time?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was just going to follow up to see if Congresswoman Pratt and Stabler are we going to be meeting today to engross ONCR 2007?
This is Pratt. Yes, we will. I was just going to get a hold of you all after this meeting because, and yes, we will meet today because it's placed on the agenda for tomorrow.
Thank you, Congressman Pratt. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. Are there any other motions and notices at this time?
This is Edwards, just a point of clarification. So engrossment is IFS today, according to the schedule?
According to?
No, it's not on the schedule. I said I would get a hold of them after the meeting to see when everyone was available.
Congresswoman Pratt will be contacting the members of the Engrossment Committee, Rules and Ethics Committee, to engross 20-ONCR 20-07. Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Edwards, anything else?
No, I was just trying to figure out if we wanted to attend, how we'd do that.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, we'll have to send out an email just like everybody else has been doing, because I don't know. We're all in different places, so I don't know how long it might take Trey and Shanna and to email it out to us. So I don't know. I'll have the clerk contact you.
Sure, just include an email. That'd be great. Thank you.
We're just going to send an email out to everybody to say when it's going to start.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And again, just that is, you know, just an example of we're doing the best that we can, and we're taking the time that we, the best time that we can to do the necessary functions of the body of government here. So thank you all. If there are no other motions and notices at this time, Speaker would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Motion to adjourn.
Motion and a second. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Shannon, are you still there?